Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and I am the Director of Issues Concerning Women Incorporated. I am so happy to be with you once again, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, our topic is going to be starting your own home-based consulting business. Now, the reason why I picked that topic is because one of the things that I am very involved in is consulting business, especially wedding and corporate events. But there's all kinds of consulting businesses. So the rules that we're going to talk about tonight and the things that I'm going to go over can apply to just about any type of consulting business. So you just have to choose which one is best for you. I'm so excited. I want to let you know that I will be on every Thursday night at 11 p.m. And I chose that time because, you know, it's quiet. You've done everything that you need to do in the house. The kids are going to bed. Hubby's down for the night. And for the next 30 minutes, we're going to talk about starting our own businesses. You know, February is almost gone. It's been a long, long winter. I know wherever you are, it's been cold, and we're ready to get out and do spring. So why not let's get started with a new business? You know, get excited about something. We just have to get out there and move forward and not worry about yesterday because that's gone forever. But, you know, think about today. And I just want to say thank you again for tuning in, and I hope that what we're about to talk about is pleasing to you and can help you in some way with your particular business. If you just tuned in, my name is Francine Humphrey. I'm the host of the show, and you can reach me at 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. And I want to thank those who have been calling. I've gotten a couple of phone calls that people have researched me online and made contact with me in other states other than Virginia, and that's really exciting for me. If you would like to email me, my personal email address is cinedesign@aol.com. If you would like to go to the Issues Concerning Women website, you may do so by going to comandduit.com, and that's the Issues Concerning Women website, and you'll get to go on and see everything that we're doing and everything that we're excited about. So let's get started talking about how to start a consulting business. Now, many people dream of becoming their own boss and, you know, just letting go of everything that's happening in corporate America and taking off those things that tie us down that we're connected to when we work with somebody else. If you are one of them searching for just the right business to start, then you're the person that I'm talking to tonight. You want to do something on your own. You don't want to work for anybody else anymore. Which is, you know, working for somebody else, for some people, is wonderful, but you know, some of us have that entrepreneurial spirit where, you know, we want to be free. My girlfriend called it me being a butterfly. You know, I can't be tied down. I need to be able to spread my wings, you know, and be able to be out there. So if you're one of a free spirit kind of person, if you're one of those kind of people, then I'm definitely talking to you. Several things, though, however, may hinder you from taking the first leap out of that old world that you're used to. And one of those factors is fear. Fear is probably the number one reason we hesitate to start a new business. We think we can't do it, or we're not around positive people that are giving us positive feedback on how we can get this thing done. You know, we always say, you know, talk to your friends and family and let them know what you have on your heart. Let them know what you're trying to accomplish. You know, but don't talk to negative people. If you know you're hanging around the naysayers and they're not going to give you any encouragement, don't tell them your dream. Keep it to yourself. Just keep it between you and the Lord above. You know, let him guide you and mold you and shape you into what you want to be. if you're around people that never have anything nice to say, don't ask them if you should start a business because you already know what they're going to say. They don't ever have anything nice to say or anything good to say. They're just a negative person. They have that negative overtone. You need to stay away from those kind of folks and surround yourself with some good, positive people. And probably somewhere along the way tonight, we're going to talk about networking, but I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. You know, just thinking about the fear is enough to keep you from doing it, you know, or fear of failure. That, of course, you know, that's the first thing. Fear that people are not going to like what you're doing. Fear that people are going to talk about you. Well, guess what? They're going to talk about you anyway. So why not give them something positive to talk about? Striking out on your own creates fear in many forms. There's the fear, again, that of the unknown and the fear of losing that security of that paycheck. That's the number one fear. And also, if you have medical coverage on your job, that's another fear because we're in hard economical times. If you don't have medical, if you have medical coverage and now you're going to strike out on your own, well, you won't have that anymore. You're going to have to pay that out of your own pocket. Can you afford to do that? Can you afford to not have that paycheck that you're so used to, that steady income coming in? You know, me and my husband used to always talk about me being in business, and his thing was, you know, how much are you going to make, how many hours you're going to work, how much you're going to get at the end of the week. Now, as we all know, being in the consulting business, you don't know what your week is going to be like. You know what you have planned for your week to be, but you never know what the bottom line is going to be for the week. But what you have to do is set goals that you want to reach each and every day. You want to be making deposits a couple times a week. So you have to be prepared to do that. And first of all, you need to have done everything that you need to do to make you successful. And then second, you have to persevere. Because when we talk to other people in the industry and we talk and we network and we get together, and the one thing that they always talk about is, when you start something, we don't ever finish it. Think about that. When we start something, we don't ever finish it. We don't reach for the goal. You know, we're halfway down the field, you know, and we stop in mid where the goal line, you know, instead of pressing forward and moving forward and getting to that goal line. So you have to think about that. Along with these fears, there are several other concerns that you need to worry about. Do I have the discipline to be successful as my own boss? Do I have what it takes to run my own business? What does it take to run a business? Where can I find what I need to know? Hundreds of questions run through your mind when you think about starting your own business. Now, let's address some of those things. Do I have what it takes? And I gave you the quiz a week ago. If you need to go back to the archives and you can go look at that. Are you financially stable to start a business? And if you're not, you need to do that. You need to prepare for that. Do I have what it takes to run a business? Do I have that get up and go? Do I have that fire and passion? Most people have it when they first get started. They have that passion that's burning on the inside of them. They would do this job if nobody paid them. They're gung-ho. They're ready to go. They're telling everybody about what they're doing. They're so excited. But somewhere along the way, we become complacent. We just forget how we started something, why we started it, what the purpose is, what we're there for. Then we're just wondering, Lord, is this what I really should be doing? You know, did I make a mistake? Most of the time, the answer is no. A lot of times we get burnt out being in any kind of business. You know, you've tried so hard. You almost, you know, you're a workaholic. You work morning, noon, and night. You got to keep this thing going. You want it to be everything that you said it could be and everything that you knew it could be. And then you lose some of the fire, some of the passion. Where can I find what I need to know? You can do research. You can get a mentor. And this is what I suggest. For instance, if you want to start a restaurant business, go and start and work at a restaurant or find a mentor that's a chef. Or personal chef. It doesn't even have to be in a restaurant. You know, explore the avenues that are great for you, what works for you, because you may be that person that needs to stay on your job because you need that medical insurance. You need your dental plan. You can't leave right now. You're building your 401, but you can start part-time working at a restaurant, learning all you need to learn, or becoming a mentor, or finding a catering company that you can work with to get you going, to see if this is really what you want to do. Because it's so hard sometimes when we don't experience these things. We just go with blinders on. You know, we just close our eyes and jump in. You know, everybody's saying, step out on faith, you know. But everybody can't do that. Everybody doesn't have that ability. So if you're one of those people that can't do that and you need to start a little bit slower, that's okay. That is just wonderful. We want to help you tonight to address some of these concerns and give you the knowledge you need to be confident to start your own business and help you break out of those shackles that are holding you back. With careful planning, you can escape the dungeon of working for somebody else and join the ranks of independent business owners. There are so many people that own their own business. There are so many successful people in America. America is built on entrepreneurs, those the small people that keep things going, the mom-and-pop stores, the little beautician who has her little shop on the corner, the hair store, you know, where they sell hair. These little shops keep America going. They keep the economy going. So if you want to be one of those people, you have this vision in your mind and you know that it can work, because first what we talked about in our last session was you have to visualize it first. You have to know that this is what you can do. This is important to me. This is what I want to do. This will bring help for the community. I can create jobs for fellow citizens in the community. I can work in my community. I can work from home, or I can get me a little office and work from there. So there's so many possibilities when you're starting your own business. One of the ways to break free from being captive is to become a business owner. Okay, whether it is a consultant or a restaurant owner or a beautician, it doesn't matter. These businesses you can start with low investments. Now, if you're going to open a store, you know it's going to cost more money because you need money for overhead, you need money for the rent, you should have expenses covered, you're going to need equipment. But let's slow down for a minute and think about starting the business from home. A lot of businesses you can start from home just to get things going, to again, to see if this is what you want to do. I know sometimes it's just hard to fathom, but you need to have that business plan, write everything out, and know where you're going to go. And it may not be a fancy business plan because you may not have the ability to do that, but get with somebody, get in a networking program where they can help you do some of these things, because a lot of the networking social networks have people that are specifically there to help people build their businesses. I know we have a couple of groups that I attend frequently, you know, and not as much as I have been because the weather's been so bad. But, you know, and like I said, spring is coming, so I'm looking forward to getting back out there and networking. We have what we call the Gathering of Professionals. This is a group that there's no fee to join. We just talk about business. We help each other. We are sometimes we're mentors. Sometimes we're the mentor or the mentee. And we're there to make sure that whoever wants to be in business can be in business and know that there's somebody to help them. Do you have a desire to own your own business? That's what we're talking about tonight, getting started and owning your own business. If you like what you're hearing tonight and you need more information, please feel free to give me a call at 757-567-6734. I'm located in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And that doesn't matter. I am global. I can talk to anybody at any time. I have a phone where if you call me, I get the messages. They come directly to my phone. I have voicemail. Or if you want to send me an email, send it to cinedesign@aol.com. And that's cinedesign@aol.com. If you would like to go and check out the website for issues concerning women, it is www.comeanddoit.com. That's comeanddoit.com. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and I'm so happy that you were able to tune in tonight. We're talking about starting your business. Over 2.7 million people will get married this year. all around the country, but few will use the services of a wedding consultant. Why? Let's talk about that for a minute. Most never even think of turning into a professional consultant, but instead they count on the florist, the clergy, or well-meaning friends to help them. Unfortunately, the end result is often an endless hassle and a wedding day that is so stressed out and filled with less joy than you could ever imagine. What should be an event to enjoy and remember becomes a nightmare of confusion and doubts because of their lack of experience with such a complex social event. Because we're talking about starting businesses, and one of the businesses that we're talking about is being a wedding consultant. And remember that what I'm talking about can apply to any consulting business. These are low-starting businesses that you can start at home where you don't have to go out and get a building, but if you want to, you know, and you can afford to, and that's up to you. But these, we're talking about business consultants, we're talking about wedding consultants, event planners, floor designers, fashion designers, all of these things you can start at home. So just keep the thinking cap on. What do I really want to do? What is my passion? You know, and we're just using wedding consultant as an example because that really is a part of my background. But that has taken me into so many different avenues, just being a consultant. You know, I consult weddings. I consult with business owners, with event planners. It is just a wide variety of things that you can do because I don't want to confuse you. You know, tonight we're just doing it's a general conversation about being a consultant, you know. So just take the information that I'm giving you and apply it to whatever business you're interested in. We're pretty much going over the nuts and bolts of starting a home-based business. The services that you offer your clients can be effective in any economy because even though there are tough economic times, a consultant is considered a one-time service, and you want to be a consultant that gives out great information. You want to be available to your clients and hope that they will be repeat clients. Now, if you're talking about being a wedding consultant, it's something you can do no matter what your educational background or business experience. All you need is a little common sense, an ability to manage details, and the ability to communicate with others. Everything else you need to know about running the home-based business of a wedding consultant is covered through trial and error, through education, through experience, through joining with another consultant, another wedding consultant. Because if you don't know how to plan an event other than you plan a couple of birthday parties for some friends, you help somebody with their wedding, and you love this business, and you love it, and you just want to take it that one step further, there is a need for your services. Just like I mentioned before in the earlier paragraph, it is important that women know that they have somebody they can turn to, and the men as well, because we never want to leave the men out, and especially when there is a wedding, it involves both the husband and the wife and the to-be. So we want them to know that I am competent, I am there for them, and it can be a wonderful, wonderful experience. Being a consultant, you're there to give advice. You're there to help them with their budgets. So it doesn't matter if you're a wedding consultant, a business consultant, an event planner, any of those different genres, still use the same principles. You want to give them good customer service. You want them to know that you are competent. You want to be fair to them because you want them to be fair to you. You want to learn all that you can, so you need to go to the library and do research. We talked about what is it that I need to get this done. You need to get the education, and you can do that on the job training, especially being a consultant. If your background is business, then, of course, you've probably had years of experience working in corporate America. So now you're going to take what you've learned in corporate America and turn that into your own business. And again, I emphasize with the economy the way that it is, if you're able to start part-time, that would be great. Being a consultant is one of those businesses that you can start on your own, and it only takes minimal investment. But you can also franchise and go online and do the research for that. Franchises are required to invest rather large sums of money to carry their name and their products. You are also limited by business standards created by the original owners when they started their business. You must use and sell their products, in most cases, follow their business plans. Most non-franchise businesses also require some kind of capital to get started and some kind of capital to purchase products and supplies, to rent, buy, or lease working space, or other such expenses. So what I've just, in a nutshell, talked about is if you're the kind of person that needs that stability, you may want to think about doing a franchise. Now, of course, as I stated, franchises usually require large investments. So you want to think about that. Is this something that I can afford? And also you need to use their products because you're representing them, their name, their major name brand, they market. You fall under the guidelines of a franchisee. You have to follow the rules. You have to follow their business plans, especially if you're not strong in business, and this might be the way to go for you. But if not, and you want to do the research on your own, you are definitely more than capable of doing it. You must learn everything you can about the particular business you want to venture into. The more you learn about that business, the better prepared you will be to succeed. Because what you really need to be successful is that vision, that passion, the desire to do it. I hope what I've talked about so far has been helpful to you. You know, we want to not confuse you and give you so much information about, you know, whether it's a business consultant, wedding consultant, or event planner. But we just want to give you some overall views of how to start a business. It doesn't matter what the business, just apply these things to it. So that's why I'm giving you this information tonight, to get you started in your home-based business. And another thing about this is that once you get started and you start seeing the rewards, it is so exciting to start your own business. Because I remember when I first got started, I didn't have anybody to help me. I didn't know what I was going to do. I actually started out working in an interior design firm. I worked there about 10 years. They were making plans. You know, we were growing. We were going to get a new building. They were talking about bringing me in and the partnership, and because it was two other females and they were already partners, and I had worked for them for so long, and you know, I had my own little clientele and my repeat business, and I was looking so forward to moving on up, like they said, you know, if you ever watched the Jeffersons, you know, moving on up, moving to the big fancy office, because we had been in a smaller place and in a location, you know, that wasn't the best area in town, but it was decent. But now we were moving uptown, and I was looking so forward to it. Well, they made the move, but I didn't get to go with them. And that really devastated me because I was really excited about it. I really thought that I was an asset to the company. But when they moved, you know, they were like, you know, it's so much overhead and so much expenses, we just can't afford to keep you on. Well, I had helped them build on the clientele for 10 years, so I knew that I was good at what I was able to do, and I knew that I wanted to never be in this position again where somebody could just walk all over me, use me, and then toss me aside. So that's what made me start my own business, and I really, once I knew that in my heart of hearts, that I was just as good as they were, and I wasn't afraid anymore because at first, of course, I was fearful, you know, to get started. So I started doing home shows, which was a wonderful way to get started, especially in the interior design industry, because you're right there in the home. You can teach them how to decorate and make things more beautiful and use what they have. And back then, we didn't call it staging. We just called it decorating your house. You know, now they call it staging, where they go in and they help you change the room around, rearrange your furniture, but staging wasn't the name that we had for it. We would just go into the home, and we would help them add pillows and color to their homes, and it was just a wonderful experience for me, and I'll never, ever forget it. And that's how I got started in the consulting business. and I was home-based, and then I joined with another company that had more products so that I could be more successful. And that went well for a while, and they had a lot of art products and decor and that sort of thing. And I was really excited about it, and I learned so much, you know, being a part of a group. Even though I worked on my own, I was an independent contractor, I still had somebody to follow and go along and go to meetings with and talk to. But at first, in the beginning, I didn't, because I think I told you there was nobody to help me. And then I linked with this other company, and then I learned more and more and more about the consulting business, and that's what really got me started. When we think about starting a business, it's so exciting. You know, we just want to get everything done in a hurry. We want it to go fast, but sometimes we have to wait, you know. And sometimes, you know, we're like, Lord, I'm tired of waiting. I want to just get it started. But starting out slow can be good, because that way you can pace yourself, because you don't want to have a big boom in the beginning and then it trickles down and it just disappears. That happens a lot in business. Because you're so excited, like we talked about before, in the beginning, you're so excited. You have so much passion and so much fire that you are just, everybody you see, you're telling about your business, telling them what you're doing. And then, for some reason, it kind of dwindles. It's like the candle, like, you know, it burns down, 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 and dwindles away until the fire goes out. But we don't want you to do that, and that's why I'm talking about starting your own business. And I just want you to think about it, because we do that often in our lives with so many things, not just in business. We do it in our family lives as well. We do it in our relationships. We do it in our spiritual lives, you know, going to church and reading the Bible. When you first got, you know, started going to church, you were there every Sunday. You were going to Wednesday night Bible study. You were going to Friday night service. You were just so into it. And then something happened along the way. I just want to let you know that even though you may have stopped, you can always start again. And the same thing about business. Even though your fire may have burned out, you can light that candle again. You can start all over anytime you want to, no matter where you are in the business, where you are in the relationship, where you are spiritually. You can always start again. Tomorrow's a new day. It brings so many new and fascinating things to us. It opens our eyes. But tonight, I just want, if you don't remember anything I said, I want you to think about when you first started your business, or when you first met that man or that woman of your dreams, the fire that was on the inside of you. What sparked that fire? How can you get that back? Because that's what it's going to take for you to run your own business. You have to have that fire and that passion and that desire. You have to visualize it first. And you have to be able to reach out for it, because it is obtainable. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't have it, because you can do anything that you want to do. We are so excited to be on Blog Talk Radio. This is Issues Concerning Women Incorporated. I am the director of ICW, and I am on every Thursday night at 11 p.m. I hope something you've heard tonight will be able to help you. If you would like to contact me, please do so by calling 757-567-6734 or emailing me at cinedesign@aol.com. We look forward to speaking with you next week. I am so excited about the show. Go back and listen to some of my past shows. I just want to hear from you, and I'm just loving you, and I'm reaching out to you no matter where you are. Have a good evening.